vicious jealousy. Hot flame on my tongue as I turn to speak. Tie a knot with my mouth around your loyalty. Now my weapon is strong.
Just released a great official video as well this month for your song, Whose Side Are You On? Tell me about that song and that video.
Sure. Yeah, the song is kind of based on the idea that everything is not black and white and you don't actually have to pick a side. We started out with the idea that, you know, we would hold up two things that were not necessarily related and have someone have to choose between them and not have it not making sense. And the song itself is kind of just like a way to unleash a rock anthem and also think about, not the world in a dichotomy. And whose side are you on is rarely a simple answer. And the video itself, we shot just kind of happenstance. We got an opportunity to work with the Vancouver crew called the Lightworkers, who are this boisterous, amazing group of ladies who host dance workshops and perform around at festivals in BC. And they were having a concurrent photo shoot. And we were like, it was one of their ideas. Danny Lyon, who was in the I Dare You video as the kind of heroine there, she proposed this idea to us, and we thought it would be colorful and fun and ended up collaborating with them.
You've also recently signed to a record label, Jump Attack Records. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we were in the midst of recording Don't Talk Away the Magic this past year, and one of the owners and engineers there, Kai, came to us with his record label, Jump Attack Records, which he started with one of his colleagues and friends, Eli, from the island, and they were interested in signing us on and kind of taking the mutual leap of faith with two small up-and-coming East Vancouver personalities and ideas, with them with their record label and us with the band. And it took us a bit of time to kind of coordinate what that looked like. Neither of us are, large enterprises. So what does a record label look like between a small artist and a smaller record label? And we came to an agreement that everyone's super happy with, and we look forward to working with them over the next years.
You've played a ton of shows together over the last several years. Can you tell me about one that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one?
Yes, I can. I would say, last year, just to paint the picture, we hopped on the road through BC with three Vancouver bands ourselves Year of the Wolf and The Long War. And we card up in three different vehicles, one drum kit and a full PA set of lights and a friend who is a sound tech. And we called it the Rock and Roll Camping Tour because we ended up playing backyards and interesting kind of off the beaten track venues. And the one that stood out for me, and I will include my bias in this, is in my brother and I's hometown of Caslow, we had put forward a street closure request to the city or the town a month before to try and get a T intersection blocked off. And that went through. And then when we showed up, we had set up our gear on kind of a terraced yard at the end of the T intersection, and the street was closed off to vehicles and open to the public free of charge. We had a local food truck there, and it was such an experience to see the village of Caslow come together in a way that they never had before. A lot of them were like, we can do this. We can host our own event like this and have it go off without a hitch. And yeah, it was just a really powerful experience kind of tied together through the music that we were bringing in.
That sounds really awesome. And I know you've got some great shows coming up as well. You're currently in the middle of an album release tour, and you're also going to be playing at our Salmon Arm Roots and Blues after party. Tell me about some of your upcoming events over the next month or two.
Yeah, definitely. The Salmon Arm Roots and Blues after party on the 20th of August is the real kickoff to our tour. And then we'll be going through the interior through Revelstoke and into the Kootenays, Rossland, Nelson, and Caslow over the 25th weekend. And then we head back to our coast and play Chilliwack. And then we hit the island, Nanaimo, Duncan, Victoria. And then all those experiences and all that time culminates in Vancouver for the official release show at the Imperial on September 1st. And yeah, we're super excited. Again, we're hitting the road with Year of the Wolf. We had such a great time last year that we're doing it again. And this time, yeah, it'll be bigger and better. And we're bringing some new music with us. And yeah, super excited.
Do you have a website where we can check out your new music and tour dates?
Yeah, you can find us just at smalltownartillery.com. That has the tour dates, and as we release the singles and the album, those will be up there as well. And then, of course, just the classic socials, Facebook and Instagram, we're all just Small Town Artillery.
I'd like to take us out with your song, What's Stopping Love. What can you tell me about that one?
Yeah, this song is, originally it didn't make the cut for the album. It was kind of a project that Tom and I had been working on, and Tom had been playing it as an acoustic song for a long time. And when we realized that we had the desire and the time to put it on the album, it underwent an incredible transformation. It was just Tom, Eli, and myself, or sorry, Kai, the engineer, and we just workshopped kind of the arrangement and the drum part, which ended up being kind of a focal point for the song. And that kind of really grounded it and set the theme. And it's always been a strong song lyrically. It's about, you know, all the things in our world that don't let people express the love they feel, whether it's social judgment or whether it's actual constructs or inherent things in a society that are stopping people from being able to show this love. And it's kind of an homage to that difficulty.
Awesome. Derek, thank you so much for joining me for IndieBeat.
No problem at all. Thank you very much for having us.
What's stopping love? What's stopping love? What's stopping it? Stopping love, examine it and rectify. Oh, let my river flow through me, free and
stopping it, yeah. We're stopping love, examine it and rectify, yeah. We're stopping love, we're stopping love, we're stopping it. Stopping love, oh, we're stopping.